DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
But now more negativity. 800-636-1067. We do this from time to time. Usually it's about a specific topic. Okay, so for example, I'm going to have Ryan jump on the mic here in a moment. He has been frothing at the mouth about the Nationals. He's been so irritated and sad and ticked off and upset. And he's hit kind of the wall when it comes to the Nats.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what kind of got me to thinking about this. His glorious non-corporate rant from yesterday. Because normally he's very corporate, very buttoned up, wearing a shirt and tie with a little tie clip and a nice little lapel pin that shows, you know, like some corporate buzzword like synergy on there, you know. But he loosened his tie yesterday. He was part of the common man. He undid his cufflinks.
You knew it was getting serious.
And you knew it was serious. He was pissed off yesterday. He was just a regular guy talking about his baseball team. And it got me to think. It got this stuff on my mind. So I will start and give you a feel for the vent clock and how it goes. Toby will go. Ryan will go. Darius, you can pretend that you've got something you're mad about. You can really just talk about Anthony if you want for 30 seconds. You'll have something like that. So I'm going to start with a vent clock. So you'll hear this music, right? You'll hear this little beat in the background. Oh, it's a clock. Oh, it's the clock. You're right. I messed up. I was thinking of the one where we did the beat from Bruno Mars. But the clock is good, too. You want to do the clock or the Bruno? On-air show meeting. Clock or Bruno?
I like the Bruno.
Bruno? Ryan, Bruno or clock?
I say let's go with the Bruno.
Bruno. Two. Wesley? Bruno or clock? Thumbs up for Bruno? Thumbs up for Bruno. Wesley's very thin. That's just a side item there. Wesley or Bruno?
Let's go Wesley. I like Wesley. No,
so
Bruno.
We'll do Wesley. We'll okay, do so we'll do Wesley. Okay. All right, here we go. Where were we? We'll do Bruno. So it'll be 30 seconds. When you hear the music, it's your time to start. All right, ready, set, go. I used to like tennis. Now, like, tennis is on. I don't know who anyone is. I don't know what they're doing. And you know what's weird about tennis to me? They warm each other up. Isn't that weird? The opponents, before the match starts, are just hitting back and forth. Like, that's like a pitcher. Imagine, like, tonight, Trevor Williams is going to throw 86 with some arm side run and some dog crap curveballs. All right, imagine him throwing BP to the opponent. That's the equivalent. Isn't that so weird? And no one ever talks about it. Why doesn't anyone talk about it? There's 30 seconds. That's how you do it. That's your vent clock, right? Now, that was pretty frivolous. That was an empty one. I've got more in the chamber in case you guys don't come through. But 800-636-1067, vent clock time. Toby, are you ready?
Let's do it.
And when the music plays, it's your time to shine.
I have a headache because I don't drink enough water, yep. and I hate that water has no taste. It just drives me nuts. Everyone asks me, do you drink enough? Are you hydrated? The answer is always no, because water sucks. Why can't I hydrate myself with sweet tea? Why can't I hydrate myself with Coke? Why can't I hydrate myself with Mountain Dew? Let me use those as hydrating factors instead of water, which is tasteless and boring. I hate the taste of water.
It reminds me of Waterboy when he was being heckled. Water sucks. H2O, water sucks. So I introduced your pal Grant Paulson to this. And I want to be very clear. I don't get paid a red cent for this. I buy this stuff every month. I've given it to Grant as Christmas presents. It might be that Tobes is on my list now, and you might be getting it too. DC area lacrosse god, Jesse Hubbard, started this company. Went to Princeton, set an Ivy League record for points that was recently superseded. He started a company called Motive Pure, which what you do is you take this little pump bottle and you spritz a little flavor into the water and it gets you all the electrolytes, but you can make it taste like pink lemonade, as strong or weak as you
Sick.
Want. Orange juice, whatever you want. I buy stuff every month, and that's what's in my giant thermos right here. See my giant thermos? Mm-hmm. YouTube chat right here. Giant thermos that I drink out of every time I finish talking. So right now I'm done talking. Thermos. I go through two per show. At a minimum, I drink water all the time. I get it that it can be tiresome. It can be cumbersome. In fact, I did the thing that you just kvetched about earlier. You said you had a headache. You know what I did, Darius? Are you drinking enough water? I recognize that it's annoying.
It is.
I did that. And I'm sorry.
I just need to be able to hydrate through sweet tea and I'd be perfectly fine.
I don't think you can.
I just need to be able to. I just need that to be something I can do. Please.
Like, I hear you, but I don't think you can do that.
Or Gatorade.
Gatorade.
Now, I'm down with that.
The new Gatorade, I drank a lot of Gatorade in my day. Bring back Citrus Cooler Gatorade. Hello? If anyone knows anyone at Gatorade, Citrus Cooler Gatorade. That's orange. That's lemon lime. They went to a seedy motel. 45 minutes later, Citrus Cooler. 800-636-1067. Ryan, are you prepared?
Oh, I'm prepared.
All right. So as soon as Darius is done with his little thing right there, Ryan is going to go now.
I'm so sick and tired of people believing that this Nats rebuild is over. The rebuild has almost not even started. I need everything to be better from top to bottom. It starts with ownership, goes down to the front office, and then it's Davey Martinez, and then it's also the players. Something needs to change. I don't know what that change is, but I need to see better results. There is nothing worse on this planet than watching a bad baseball team every single night, and I was spoiled in the 2010s of a good team. I need that back.
Well, you're talking about major substantive change. Nationals reinstate Paul DeJong. So there's your change.
Moves right, the needle. That's a change.
Right in your mouth.
Right in my mouth.
Right in your eyepiece, Ryan Clary.
Yeah.
Paul DeJong is back. Andres Chaparro, fare thee well. 800-636-1067. Now, I got to talk about that, Darius, for a second. Darius goes, I don't have one. You see? it's all gone. All the angst from his life is
yes.
gone.
I've seen Darius frustrated, but only about Madden. Like, I think 99.9% of things I've seen Darius frustrated about are about Madden.
Because, and I know we're talking about him like he's not here. He is here very much. Nicest dude ever. You and him are like vying for the nicest dude ever championships. I mean that. But he's got stuff like everyone else does. Both of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You're human beings. You encounter things. Like there are negative things in the world. They bounce off you like bullets on Superman. Both of you guys. Just so good-natured and just, oh, traffic sucked today. Like you're happier people than me, certainly. Then Grant, too, I think. And you're just easily able just to swat aside the adversity. Except for that goddamn Madden. Except for that Madden football game. That torments that young man's soul.
It does.
It takes something from him. Running that league changed him. And it stole joy from our guy, Darius. I don't think we're talking enough about how much of a new man he is. Like, when he walks into a room, it's believe it or not, I'm walking on air. Like, he's the greatest American hero right now. Shout out to the 80s. You guys don't know. None of you do. The joy's back. The pep and the step is back. So you're right. You don't have anything, buddy. You don't have anything today for the vent clock. 800-636-1067. Vent away. Rick in Germantown. Rick, are you prepared to take your 30 seconds of shine?
I'm ready. You know, these
Rick, holster it. You're going to hear the music, and then it's your time. Rick, 3, 2, 1, Rick.
Okay, so yeah. I was reading this headline. This guy who's three teams past playing for the Red Sox get cut by his new team, and the headline keeps talking about the Red Sox. Can you guys tell these people there's 29 other teams in the league? Thank you.
Rick yields the rest of his time. I love that. By the way, Rick stumbled onto something. Rick, you and me, if I'm ever in Germantown, something probably didn't go right in my day. But I'm just kidding. Come on, having fun with you. Listen, he's 100% right. I joke about this whole they go to commercial break before Washington picks
Yes. In
the different leagues. It's a thing, dude. Like ESPN, when they had like Sunday Night Baseball or whatever, where they were really in on baseball for a little while, was like, Red Sox Yankees, you guys. Red Sox Yankees. Did you know the Red Sox Yankees are playing? Red Sox Yankees are going to play. Red Sox Yankees. So many other teams. There are so many teams in Major League Baseball. There's at least 28 of them. Oftentimes, they play too. Oftentimes, they've won championships. Several times, in fact, it has nothing to do with Ryan Clary's Yankees. Other times, it has nothing to do with all you bandwagon, pink hat-wearing Red Sox fans. Rick, yes, man. Yes. There was a segment years ago in the Worldwide Leader I happened to be watching. Maybe one of the shoddy shows, maybe not. I don't know, Tobes. Where the Knicks didn't make the playoffs in a league where that's inexcusable, by the way. The other teams that did make the playoffs were literally not trying to make the playoffs.
Yeah, half the teams make it.
Yeah, you competed with one or two other teams, and they couldn't make it. And because the back end of the playoff seeding, the 6, 7, and 8 seeds, weren't very good, the topic on the Shouty Show was, should the Knicks be kicking themselves for not making the postseason? And one of the panelists is like, what are we doing? Are we serious? Like, they haven't been worth a bleep since Patrick Ewing and company.
Yeah.
When Charles Smith was getting blocked 19 times in a row by Scottie Pippen. What are we talking about?
This drives me nuts with Dallas. This drives me nuts with the Lakers. This drives me nuts with, frankly, LeBron. Right? Why do we always have to talk about them? It's middle of nothing going on, or it's the NBA Finals, and we're talking, what's Dak Prescott's legacy? No one cares. Mm. No one cares. Move on. Enough.
800-636-1067. Drew in Largo. Drew, are you prepared to vent, sir?
Absolutely.
Drew, you'll hear the music, and then it's your time to go. In 3, 2, 1.
All right. I'm just going to start this off. I know it's the lowest hanging fruit, but it's the Terry contract situation. I'm a young fan, 21. First time calling and all that, but listen. I understand the dance that they all got to go through. I understand the agents, owners, everyone's got to meet. Terry's got to approve everything like that. But the idiot to me says, sign my guy. Sign the freaking guy. That is the commander on the roster. That's the guy that's been through it all. It's been all three name changes. Get my guy the contract. I know he may be asking for X amount of money, but sign my guy.
Drew, very impressive young man right there. 21-year-old Drew.
Nailed it.
You know what I'm doing? I'm doing that. That's for Drew. That's Drew and Largo's clap. That's no one else's clap. 21-year-old Drew. I don't know if 21-year-old Randy Duhier is making that phone call, doing that well, understanding that this is part of the process, but come on, sign my guy. He's been through all three name changes. Yeah, Drew.
Nailed it.
Shake the tail when you walk, dude. I love it. Jupe in West Virginia. Hey, Jupe. Buddy. How are you?
What's going on, Danny? Listen, man, I got my guns cocked and loaded, hand on the holster.
Uh-oh.
I'm waiting for the music to be played.
Okay, now, Jupe has left the chat on YouTube to make a phone call. You know this is a big deal. I am terrified of what this might be. It might be about me. It could be about Grant, hopefully. Whatever. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1, go.
All right, I'm so sick and tired of the disrespect on Kobe Bryant's name. D. Wade talking about he didn't deserve finals MVP when he beat the Celtics. Like, come on, man. You forgot he was playing with a broken finger on his shooting hand and a bad knee, and he still performed great, led the team in scoring. And then LeBron being in that Lakers uniform, disrespecting Kobe Bryant's legacy of all his crybaby antics on the court, talking about, oh, it shouldn't be all be about rings. And why you leave Cleveland, go to Miami, talking about, oh, we're not going to win not 5, not 6, not 7. Get that clown out of that Lakers uniform. I don't want to see him have a farewell tour in a Lakers uniform. That's all I got.
That was outstanding.
Nailed it.
Atta baby.
Nailed it.
Now, this gets into a...
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Touchy little subject here. This is a little touchy.
Mm-hmm.
There is no doubt that Kobe Bryant's an all-time great, and he was taken from us way too early. We share a birthday. I think about it every year on my birthday that he's gone, and it's unbelievable. It's so tragic, as well as the other victims on that helicopter flight. I wonder where Jupe, and you can put this in the chat, Jupe, where do you have him all time? Because when I do my top lists, there's a little while before I get to, I mean, he's one of the greats. He's obviously.
Where are you talking?
I mean, this is a Hall of Famer. This is, you know, the alpha elite super duper tier. But in my lifetime, guys that I've seen, so I saw the end of Kareem. I didn't see Kareem when he was full Kareem.
Okay.
So I don't put him as high as guys a little bit older than me. Who go, you don't understand what Abdul-Jabbar was doing to people, right? In the 70s into the early 80s. But I only remember him at the end when he was probably the third piece on some of those great Laker teams. Jordan, LeBron, 2 for me, right?
Yeah, I agree on that.
Magic, Bird, Olajuwon.
Okay.
Then I got to start deciding where I want to put some of the other guys. I don't go too far before I get to Kobe. I don't think I get out of 10.
I think that's fair.
But it's somewhere. But when you think about it, he's not the best Laker ever, in my view.
No, he's not.
Because that's either Magic or Kareem. Again, that's really touchy and that's really hard. And it sounds like disrespect, but I don't know.
I'm a Kobe guy, and I think everything you're saying is fair. I think he is in that 5 to 10 range. I think if you want to sneak him into the top 5, he's 5, right? I think he is one of the greatest players I've ever seen. I didn't get to watch a lot of guys. Like, whenever LeBron retires, that's like my full generation gone, because that's when I started watching.
You saw,
he was drafted in 03.
You saw the entire arc, dude.
Yeah, and, you know, I had family in Cleveland, so I was really connected to LeBron, but Kobe was my guy. And, yeah, I mean, I think about him all the time. I see videos always popping up, montages of him and everything, and just every time a motivational quote from Kobe pops up, I'm definitely watching that video.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think he's somewhere in that 5 to 10 range. But man, I mean, my favorite thing, and one of the things that I'm so glad that I did, was I was a kid. I was supposed to be in bed, Danny. I was supposed to be going to bed. It's the final night of I don't remember what season it was, but it was the Warriors going for 73-9, or it was Kobe's final game. And I said, screw the Warriors. I'm watching Kobe's final
game. We had that discussion on air, and I'm telling you, you're going to end up watching more of Kobe than you are of the Warriors. And Grant was like, no, there's no way. And he did.
I watched all of Kobe's final game, and I couldn't be more happy.
Did he go for 50?
60.
60. Come on, dude.
And those final 5 minutes, he looked like Kobe again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the story for me is Redeem Team. The story is Redeem Team.
Mm-hmm.
Where, and no one's doing anything wrong. I'm not ripping the other guys, but you've got the stars of the league, Hall of Famers like Wade, like LeBron, you know, some of the greatest to ever do it, on this team that are meant to change things for USA basketball. They're in Vegas at the same time, by the way, as my buddy John and his bachelor party. We were at the Wynn also, which was crazy. Anyway, we're all there. And most of the guys are Carmelo and even, you know, Chris Paul, and I can't remember all the different players, but you know, Bosch and company. They're doing the practices, they're going through doing what they're supposed to do. But a couple times they're friends, they don't get to see each other very often. They're going out until the wee hours of the morning, right? They're prime athletes. They can do what they want, right? The first night that they did that, they're all coming back from one of these club nights. And in the lobby, they see Kobe Bryant with his weightlifting gloves on, sweating, on his way to do something else. And they all, like, jaw dropped. And they went, oh, my God. By the end of those couple of weeks, every single player on that roster was getting up with him and going through workouts before the workouts, before they would then work out with Kobe Bryant. Because that dude was different. That's my favorite.
My favorite is Jay Williams. And he tells this story saying that when he was in the league with the Chicago Bulls, right? When Jay Williams was in the league. And he found out, you know, he knew about Kobe and obviously the legend of how hard he worked and everything. And so, say, I don't remember the exact time frame, but say he knew that Kobe got to the arena 3 hours, 4 hours before game time. He said, I'm going to show up an hour before that. I'm going to get my shots in, and I'm going to show him, you know, I'm going to show him. And he gets to the gym, and the ball's already bouncing. Guy's in a full sweat. What's it go? Kobe. He stops his workout. He goes and sits down. He goes and showers, gets ready for the game, comes back. Kobe's still working. And he said, Kobe, why are you doing this? And after the game, he told him, he said, Jay, I want you to know, however hard you're willing to work, I'm willing to work harder.
And it wasn't just one time. For Instagram, it was all the damn time.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.